News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court's agreed to take up a dispute over a medication used in the most common method of abortion in the U.S. Jennifer King has details.
The High Court justices announced they will hear appeals from the Biden administration and the maker of the drug mifepristone used for medically induced abortions. It's the first Supreme Court abortion case since the justices overturned Roe v. Wade. At issue is a Fifth Circuit appellate court ruling that would cut off access to the drug through the mail and impose restrictions in states where abortion is currently legal. In April, the High Court put the appellate ruling on hold. The case will be argued in the spring, with a ruling likely by late June. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Supreme Court also says it'll hear appeals that could upend hundreds of charges stemming from the Capitol riot, including those against former President Trump. The case involves three defendants accused of obstruction of an official proceeding. The Federal Reserve has kept its key interest rate unchanged and is signaling possibly 3/4-point cuts next year. Seth Sutel has reaction.
Wall Street rallied after the Federal Reserve indicated that the cuts to interest rates investors crave so much may be coming next year. The Dow jumped 512 points. That's about 1.4%. The Dow reached a record high above 37,000 points. Other indexes that investors follow more closely also leaped. The S&P 500 rose 1.4% and is within reach of its own record high. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.4%. Wall Street loves lower interest rates because they relax pressure on the economy and goose prices for all kinds of investments. The Fed indicated it may cut rates several times next year. Apple was the strongest force pushing upward on the S&P 500. Apple rose 1.7% to its own record close. Treasury yields fell sharply after the Fed's announcement. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, which influences mortgage rates, dropped. Seth Sutel, New York.
Inflation at the wholesale level flat last month. Year over year, producer prices rose just 0.9%. And a big recall by Tesla to fix a system that monitors drivers using autopilot. This is AP News. Negotiators at the UN climate talks have agreed that the world must transition away from planet-warming fossil fuels. Donna Warder has details.
Countries meeting in Dubai were split between those wanting strong language on a phase-out of fossil fuels and others who wanted some way to continue burning oil, gas, and coal. The new proposal doesn't go so far as to seek a phase-out of fossil fuels, but instead calls for transitioning away from them. Rachel Cletus is with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
What we see here, while it doesn't have the words fossil fuel phase-out, it still sends a very strong signal that the world is going to be transitioning away from fossil fuels in this critical decade and beyond.
The agreement also does not address how soon countries should make that transition away from fossil fuels or who will pay for that transition. I'm Donna Warder.
Thank you, Donna. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.